Well, welcome to our eighth session of Ascending Masters of Light. And of course, Joan is here, so she can say hello. This is John. Hello. And this is, and where's Milena?
Right here.
And she can say, look at her green door. Is that cool or what? Thank you. This session will build on the energetics and concepts that we began to put in place in our last session. It's very energetically potent and layered, as are the concepts that will be presented. The council has asked me to present a brief review before we get started to refresh your memory of the last session. In our last session, the Council of 12 took us through the steps to upgrade the first and second triads into a refined light frequency. Joan's got it darkened. Then they talked about the value of the sapphire blue star tetrahedron. Oh, this tetrahedron holds all of the unlocked iteration of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates. The sapphire blue star tetrahedron is merged into the luminous white star tetrahedron. This enables us the presence of the four iterations of the unlocked time locks are instrumental in holding our fifth dimensional energetic stability. They also provide equilibrium in the magnetics of the body, which relate to our emotions. They level out the electrical charges in the body that relate to our reactive mental response to outside influences. The sapphire blue star tetrahedron's content of the unlocked light templates will heal that rift in our mental emotional body. When these things are put on play, we can then use our mental emotional body to create form within form coherently in consciousness of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional state. The council talked about the creative value of drawing the undifferentiated light from the fourth triad, compressing into a liquid light or a viscous golden nectar. This process alters the physical body at a cellular level and enables you to exit the fourth dimension and begin to create a fifth dimensional physical body. They told us that we are required to have a stable fifth dimensional body in order to have a fully functional light body. That's a lot, wasn't it? Anyway, take a deep breath. And now here's our itinerary for the day. First, we'll have a centered meditation led by the League of Michael and the League of Gabriel. They will lead us in the process using an upgraded version of the second triad. This will prepare us for what is to follow. Milena will then lead us into our new cosmic alchemical crucible of light, where we will meet with the Council of 12. They will present how the first and second triads are interwoven through the specific energetic attention points. Milena and Joan will then discuss the dark imprints. Milena will present a teaching and process of change in the effect of the dark imprints. When this is complete, our session will be finished. We will meet again in 2 weeks, 1 p.m., of course, Central Time, in June 26th. Now, please welcome the League of Michael and Gabriel.
Well, we're going to be going to the crucible first.
Okay, please.